A very good morning to all brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. Today is day three of our retreat. And the date is 26 April 2025. It's a Saturday. So as usual, we'll be continuing from our sharing. Okay, we'll have morning puja followed by simple morning mindfulness, calm stretching exercises using whatever weight you have. The weight can be 1 kg or 2 kg hand exercise weight. Okay, we will do the simplified chanting. Okay, you can follow your simplified retreat version chanting book. Let us compose our mind, develop the sadha virya, then mindfully we shall commence the puja chanting. Arahaṃ sammā sambuddho bhagavā Buddhaṃ bhagavantaṃ abhivādemi. Svakkhato bhagavata dhammo dhammaṃ namassāmi. Suppatipanno bhagavato savakasango sanghaṃ namāmi. Namo attassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Namo attassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Namo attassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, saṅghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, dutiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, dutiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, dutiyampi saṅghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, tatiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, tatiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, tatiyampi saṅghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Okay, I think we have to renew our 8 precepts. For those on 5, you will chant up to 5. Then we need the retreat chanting book. Panati pata viramani sikha padang samadhiyami. Adinadana viramani sikha padang samadhiyami. Abrahmacharya viramani sikha padang samadhiyami. Musavada viramani sikha padaṃ samādhiyāmi. Surāmeraya maja pamadatana viramani sikha padaṃ samādhiyāmi. Vikala bhojana viramani sikha padaṃ samādhiyāmi. Na ca gita vadita visukha dasana mala ganda velipana dharana mandana vibhusanyatana viramani sikha padaṃ samādhiyāmi. Ucca sayana mahasayana เวรามณีสิกขาปะทังสัมมาทิยามิ So I will read to you the significance of holding all these precepts. Imani atasika padani silena sugantin yanti silena bhogasampadan silena nibantin yanti tasma silang visode.Imani atasika padani Ariyami imani atasika padani samadhiyami imani imani atasika padani samadhiyami sadhu sadhu sadhuSo these are the eight precepts. Virtue or precept is a source of spiritual happiness. Virtue or precept is a source of true spiritual wealth. And finally, virtue or precept is a source of true spiritual peacefulness of mind. Therefore, let this virtue and precept be kept and purified. Okay.Now we will end the chanting. We will pay respect to Tripaja. Bhutan Pujayami. Dhamman Pujayami. Sanghan Pujayami. Okay.Now you can get ready the weight, then we will meet over the other side. So instead of the usual half an hour to do the awareness-based meditation, you can have 35 minutes. Okay, we will off the light so that you all can develop your awareness-based meditation. Remember to relax.When you can relax, your body will not have any resistance. Then the mind also relax. While you're meditating, no need to think of anything. Whatever the thought prompt you, tell the thought, after the retreat, I will think about it or handle it. If it's important, you can write it down so that you won't forget, on a piece of paper.If you cultivate this habit of writing it down, then you don't have to remember so much. Then the mundane thinking will not come and disturb you all the time, where you know you have written down. So no need to remember so much of things. But when you are mindful, you can recollect what you do. You can recall what you do. So,Whatever thing that you want to remember, that you place your purse or spec or whatever anywhere, when you do it, make sure you are mindful away. Unless you have developed the stability of daily mindfulness where everything you do, you are aware, then you can recall. Okay, after relax, you just have to maintain awareness. No need to do anything.Just let the original mind return. All the stirring, sankhara thinking and mental movement, they are the result of your daily heedless activity, unless you have trained yourself. And this thing that you cling on to, hold on to, or develop as habit will come and disturb you when you want to meditate. So maintaining awareness is just...Let it slow down and let the mind return to its original state before the thinking, before the arising of thought, before the stirring. Then you feel very good. Okay? And continue to stabilize that awareness. Just maintain mindfulness, aware, silent, aware, silent. No need to follow the sense impression or whatever that imprints upon your sense basis. No need to follow. Just take note by being aware. Then you will have a habit of a new habit of deconditioning the heedless thinking. Your mind will now develop the ability to be aware, aware, aware. Whatever arises, aware, aware, aware. And then the original mind will come back. Then you relax into it. And for those who have already done the stability training, you can do the fourth support. Relax body and mind, maintain awareness, stay at the heart area. And let the nature move and detect whatever it can. Okay. Okay, you can slowly, mindfully, come out of the meditation. And whatever you do, maintain mindfulness. Even how you slowly open your eye, move your hand, everything. Develop the awareness there. Then while you want to take your drink, fully aware, then do it. Even when you come out of the meditation, you need to move. That small movement is very important. Then this morning, the nature is very beautiful, very tranquil, very still. How many of y'all can feel the stillness of the nature? So few. The rest, what happened? A lot of birds are chipping. Initially it's like that, then suddenly there is a shift. I think, don't know where, somewhere there is a vibration somewhere, then suddenly the vibration gone. The whole thing become very silent. And after that, when your mindfulness maintained, you are with the awareness. Wow, a lot of things within the pristine void of nature. Beautiful. That's why when you know how to relax and develop the mindfulness, it's very beautiful. As usual, very shy, nobody. Cannot be. You just describe to me how you develop the meditation enough. Tell me exactly what happened, then I can guide you. Don't be shy. The one that is shy is your thought. The thought is the one that shy, Pisces. No need. If you want to learn, you need to actually put in the appropriate virya. That's why I attentively listen. Then whatever you're not sure, ask, then report exactly what you do. No need to want to avoid all these things. No need. This type of awareness-based meditation is very different from normal meditation. You not only develop the ability to be calm, peaceful, but you develop tranquility, stillness. You realize the true mind. Then from there, all the movement, perception, whatever, you can see them. Then there is this joy inside that understand. You want to know, you can know. You don't want to know, you let things be. When you let things be, that nature is beautiful. It pick up everything within nature. So this type of meditation is not like the other one. Oh, see light, see all this thing. Go into concentration. This one, no, it's a free mind, relaxed, tranquil, still. You're supposed to realize the true mind, means allow the mind to settle down, to return to its original state, which is pure awareness without movement. Try it, get it, then you will know what it is. And that is the priceless realization. When you realize that, you become very different. then after that, the Dhamma understanding will come by itself. You will suddenly understand all the teaching, the words. Even until now, the birds are still chipping. Some of the birds are very good. They really give you the sharp pitch. But the moment you're aware, that's it. That's enough. Then another one pick up, aware, finish, silent. When you train your mind this way, together with your kaya upasana, your daily mindfulness will come. You become very different. Then everything you do, maintain awareness. The blinking of your eye, the movement, everything. That's why when I sit here, although I speak to you, all your movement I can see. Even some of you blink your eye so many times. But you yourself may not be aware unless you are mindful. Then your little movement, because the awareness can see. Like just now, right, we move the hand, move the glasses, then Jin Hao blink, and then Tammy smile. So all over you can see that the hand move, why fun? Then you all smile. How come I can see? I speak, I talk from here, and yet I didn't purposely see my awareness pick up, understand or not? Because we blink the eye, then we smile. So all these are the power of mindfulness, awareness. It makes you sensitive. It keeps you alive. This is really fully living, understand or not? You can be with the moment in that pure awareness, fully aware of what is going on. But you don't want to know too much, understand? You want to know, you can know. You don't want to know, no need to know. So all this, you have to really try it out, develop it. Then you understand what I share and what I try to explain to you all. Okay, another 6 or 7 minutes. Anybody wants to ask any question? Yes, Brother Wong, yeah.
I want to ask questions about the sutta study, sutta that shared by Brother Teo. And good morning, Brother Teo and Kalyana Metta. The sutta that Brother Teo shared last evening when we run through is on the Anatta Lakkhana sutta.
Yes. Yes.
So when I contemplate on that, and I also look through the sutta earlier on the Dhamma Chakra Pavattana.
Yes.
So and then I want to if I relate that it's the same five disciples.
Yeah.
The five disciples.
The same five ascetics.
Ascetics. Uh-huh. Yeah. So they actually achieved the stage of Sotapanna,
and
they
one of them,
Kondanya.
Kondanya. Yeah.
Then subsequently from the Anatta Lakkhana Sutta,
all
them
become Arahant.
So if I can remember correctly, to become a Sotapanna, you clear the three factors.
Yes.
Which is the Sakkaya Ditthi, the right and riches, and also the doubts on the Buddha Dhamma.
The faith in the triple gem. No more doubt.
Okay.
No more doubt.
So, if, going back to the Anatta Lakkhana Sutta, I look at it, the substance of it is more like to, this is more like my understanding on that you have to take away the elements of Sakkaya Ditthi.
Yes. That is the key, the main one.
The main one.
Because that one will trigger off the sainthood, the first stage of sainthood.
So if I go back to Dhamma Chakra Pavattana, it's actually very much on the middle path, the teaching on the middle path, the first turning, second turning, and how would the elements of the to for the case study on the sutta that he actually be liberated by removing the sakkaya ditthi in the first place. It's more like for the sutta maya.
Okay. Very good. Very good. I will explain. Eh?
Yeah,
very good question. So that you understand. You see, when the Buddha become enlightened underneath the Bodhi tree, then he contemplated after the 7 weeks. He take a rest. After he take a rest, there is a Brahma up there at the Sahampati. He can read the Buddha's mind. Because the Buddha at that time was contemplating such profound teaching. How can he teach? Who can understand? That's why he just let things be then. He didn't even want to find out who can understand. So Sahampati came down and talked to the Buddha. There are some with little dust can understand your teaching. Then the Buddha, very good. Oh, he reflect. Yeah, there is a condition. Then he think of the first two teachers first. Then because of his Samasa Buddhahood, he can actually know the whatever condition of a being if you want to know. Then he checked. One of the teachers just passed away 1 week ago. Another teacher 1 day ago. Then he got to contemplate who else can understand. Then he remembered the five ascetic with him. Maybe this five, after he proclaimed, they can understand. So he walked for quite a long distance. But when he started the journey, there was a merchant that met him. That merchant saw him so serene, so calm, so tranquil. Then curious, want to know, may I know who your teacher is? Instead of asking Sakyamuni, may I know who are you and how you develop all this, he wants to know the teacher. So Sakyamuni Buddha has been very sincere and very straightforward. He said, I have no teacher. Because that realization that he had, he got no teacher. Because the two teachers, Alara Udaka, that taught him, he has developed until the jhana equivalent to what they have achieved. And they invite him to be like peer to teach. But he said, no, this is not what I want. He said, never mind. So this merchant met the Sammasambuddha, cannot recognize that, just smile and walk away. So sometimes you make aspiration to meet up with the great beings. Like a lot of you make aspiration to meet Maitreya Buddha. You make sure you also aspire to recognize who Maitreya is. Otherwise, like the merchant, gone. So what happened was, when he met the five ascetic, he starts to proclaim the teaching. So what is the essence of the Buddha's teaching? The Four Noble Truths, isn't it? That's why the moment he arrived, he expounded the Dhammacakkappavattana Sutta. And the opening statement is to avoid the two extremes. What are the two extremes? Sensual indulgence and self-mortification. Understand or not? This is the first aspect of the middle path, the two extremes. The deeper meaning is to transcend duality. Understand or not? So initially, the Buddha realized he went through the 6 years with all the teachers. We take some time, otherwise I cannot remember. So what happened is, he went through the 6 years of training under the teacher of those things. He tried self-mortification until he almost died. Then when he was a prince, he lived the good life, four palaces for the four seasons. And the sensual indulgence was complete. Because the father was a king. Whatever he wants, he has. Then he realized these two doesn't lead to enlightenment. When he decides to go back and take food, that's why when Sujata offered the milk, right, everything, then the condition set in. That's why he had that opening statement. Then he told the five ascetics, he said, listen to my proclamation on the four noble truths and its three turning. He said, even myself, when I was a bodhisattva, I said, if I have not understood this four noble truths in its three turning, I cannot proclaim to be the enlightened one. So that is the extent. That's why it's called four noble truths. Truth that can make you noble ones, enlightened ones. And the four noble truths, if you have the cultivation before, like when I was in the year 1971, I was only in Form 5. The moment I read that thing, I understand that it's a secret of life, summarized so well. Then with the three turning, that time I didn't read the Dhammacakkappavattana Sutta. No? The Dhammacakkappavattana Sutta I only read when Yun Chan passed me the book. No? We are in the year 2004, she invited me to come out to teach. So initially we teach general topic. No? We are that year 2004 tsunami, you remember? End of the year. So they talk about tsunami, they want to link it to the Dhamma. Then I link it to Panchanaya. Then they all get interested. No? Then finally somebody suggests, and Yun Chan came and said, but we start with the Dhamma now. Then I was at the Vipassana Center, then I saw the five ascetic photo, I think. Not photo, it's you hang on the wall, and what you call it, portrait. I said, start with that one. Where the Buddha start with Dhammacakkappavattana Sutta. But I haven't read the Dhammacakkappavattana Sutta before. No? I don't know what it is. So I said, Yun Chan, can you get me an English translation? Then he said, go on, go on, go on. He got the Thai version, the chanting one. Oh, that wasn't good enough. Not that accurate. A lot of English were wrong. So I corrected it. Then I used that to teach. Because I understood what the Dhammacakkappavattana Sutta was, although I haven't heard about it. When I saw it, I was so full of joy and astonishment. Oh, how come God people can teach like that, understand like that? Then the sutta doesn't have a lot of things inside that. The three turning actually correspond to the three type of wisdom, no? Just how he mentioned, the one, sutta maya panya, chinta maya panya, and bhavana maya panya. The first turning is the proclamation of truth, the four noble truth by the Buddha. He just proclaimed this truth. So if you have cultivated before in the past, you will have an understanding. That is called sutta maya panya. Wisdom born of listening to the truth or the Dhamma or the Sutta as proclaimed by the Buddha. That's why there is first turning. Sutta is the discourse of the Buddha. Panya is wisdom. Maya Panya means wisdom born of listening to the Sutta. At that time, there was no book, nothing. You can only listen. Yeah. No recording, some more. You must make sure you are around when the Buddha around or Ananda repeat. Then the second turning is, if you read the Dhammacakkappavattana Sutta, the Buddha actually teach you how to do the second turning wisdom. He just give you a few pointer. He said, under the second turning, he said, this noble truth of dukkha that he has proclaimed is to be understood. Means you have to understand what it is. Means you have to understand the noble truth of dukkha, the cause of its arising, the cessation, and the path that lead to the cessation. Then second turning, he said, the cause of arising of suffering is craving, born of sakayadity. This craving is to be abandoned, or the Mahayana call it severe, lu ying duan, Anasana, Rudiram. Then the third turning. This noble truth, which is the third noble truth of realization of Nibbana, enlightenment in the here and now, is possible, is to be realized. Then the final one, the fourth noble truth, this noble eightfold path, he said, when he proclaimed, he said, you cultivate this, it will lead to the end of all suffering, which is the enlightenment in the here and now. He said, this one needs to be cultivated. Means, know the theory not enough. You must cultivate it. And these are the pointer for you to reflect. Why did the Buddha say this noble truth of dukkha is to be understood? If I don't understand, what happened? Yeah? You suffer without knowing that you are going through suffering, yeah? That's why you have to understand that this is suffering. The eighth reality, when you confront that, when you know it's suffering, you know the cause, you know how to come out of it, isn't it? That's the understanding. And it's just one sentence, no. These four noble truths, with all the pointer, first noble truth is to be understood. Second noble truth, the cause of arising suffering is to be severed. Then the third noble truth is to be realized. If you have not realized, you talk about it, no use. Understand or not? Realization is more important. The awakening. To realize is to realize your pure awareness nature. It's not that difficult. Then noble eightfold path is to cultivate it, no. You know not enough, no. Then the third turning, like it best. Complete everything, is it? That's why Bhavana Vaipanya. When you meditate, you will insight into phenomena, you will awaken. That's why third turning is all about enlightenment, he said. Under the third turning, he said, this noble truth of dukkha has already been understood. Understand? Means you understand what? The noble truth of dukkha, cause of its arising, and the cessation, and the path that leads to it. You have already understood it. Means enlightened already. Second one is, the cause of arising of suffering, which is craving, born of security, has already been severed, rooted out. Enlightenment also. Then, third noble truth, this noble truth of enlightenment, which is the realization of Nibbana, has already been realized. Again, enlightenment. Then, last one, this noble eightfold path has already been cultivated. Understand? Enlightenment. And this is the third turning, Bhavana Maya Panya. But nobody really understand and connect. And hardly anybody talk about this Dhammacakkappavattana teaching in the explanation. Chanting a lot. Oh, a lot of people do chanting. Dhammacakkappavattana is a bit, Joey they all will know, Engvi they all will know. In fact, a lot of my Kayamita, I think they got Indian origin. They like to chant Dhammacakkappavattana Sutta. But I tell them I cannot chant. I really don't go and study it. And that's why you have to pardon me. Come to chanting, oh, I cannot. But don't worry. You do what you know best. Okay, I think we better go breakfast. Otherwise, you don't have time to rest. Afterward, I come back, remind me to continue. A lot more. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay.